Welcome to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I'm Kayleen Smith, founder of GoTime Training, inspirational speaker, fitness expert, and lifestyle coach. Each week, I will bring you an idea or special guest that will help you bust through your barriers, get motivated, and live the life you love. Get ready to take your life to the next level, to finally achieve your wildest dreams and radiate with magnetic energy every day. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Welcome to today's Gorgeous Strength Nugget to help you design your dream life. Today, I'm talking about living an intentional life. And there's so many reasons I want to talk about this, primarily because I lived an unintentional life for so long. And I look around at my clients, at the clients of the GoTime Training Studio, and just the people that I meet on a daily basis, and I see that they are living reactive to the external world. So you may ask, what does that mean to be reactive to the external world? And let me start with a few examples. As I go through these, ask yourself, is that me? Am I reactive to the external world, or am I truly living an intentional life? And then after I go over these examples, I'm going to give you the steps that you can change your reactive lifestyle into an intentional lifestyle so that you can truly design your dream life. So most of us say, this happened, so I can't do that. Let me give you a few examples. Work kept me late, so I didn't make it to the gym, and then I stopped by and grabbed fast food on the way home. Or, I woke up late, so I skipped breakfast at home, and I grabbed a muffin and a latte on the way to work. Or I'm so stressed from the day, from the week that I had, that I just indulged in chocolate and ice cream because that's what made me feel good. Or maybe last, I'm sad. Something has really affected me. Maybe you experienced a death, a loss in the family, or maybe a relationship with a friend or a loved one just ended and you're sad. And so you're not going to the gym. You're not doing your morning routine that really sets you up for success. Instead, you're sleeping longer, you're moping around, you're choosing foods that make you feel heavy and fatigued. If you can relate to any of that, you are living a reactive life to the external world. You're letting what goes on outside of you and your mind make the choices for you instead of you truly designing your life. So I want to teach you guys how to live your life with intention every single day. And I tell you, this was a struggle for me for years. I knew deep down inside I wanted so much more than I had. I knew that I was fighting this monster inside my mind, telling me every day, you're not good enough, you can't do this, giving me every excuse under the sun and under the moon. And it wasn't until I started prioritizing my life and putting myself first. So really, that happened. I started living my intentional life, and you can do the same, when I began scheduling what is important to me. If you schedule it, you'll do it. Think about work. When your boss says, hey, we have a meeting today at 2 p.m. and you have to be there. Or we have a meeting Friday at 10 a.m. and you have to be there. You put it on your schedule and you make it a priority. So why do you put things on your schedule for other people all the time, but often you neglect the things that are truly going to make you happy, truly going to help you design your dream life so that you can really give back energy to those areas of life that are somewhat mundane and that you just kind of have to do, like you have to have a job. So the moment you put yourself first, this will make your life fulfilled, leaving you with energy for those tasks that you just have to do daily. So I have 4 steps that I want to share with you that you can start implementing in your life today so that you start living life with intention. You stop being reactive to the external world and you truly design the life of your dreams. All right, are you ready for this? If you're driving, make a mental note and come back to this. But if you're at work, if you're at home, if you're somewhere you can take notes, pull out a paper and pen right now, and I want you to write down these 4 steps. And then I really want you to take some time to soak them in and see how you can incorporate them into your life. So step number 1 is eliminate the small stuff. You might ask, what is the small stuff? And I guarantee you're wasting time on this every single day. You know what? I even find that I waste time on this still every single day, and I kick myself in the butt when I do it. So some of the small things are checking email. I know so many people that almost sit at their computer and wait for an email to come in. Stop that. Set times of the day where you check email and you respond to email. And you can even get so efficient with this where you're checking your email once a day. And you don't get in there any other time but one time per day. And when you're doing that, when you become that efficient, you almost train people not to email you unless it's so important. I've finally gotten to that place in my work where people don't email me unless it's so important. I've trained them to do the research on their own, to try and figure out things on their own, and only email me when they truly need my help. So now my email is not bogged down daily with 50, hundreds, thousands of emails. Checking social media. Do you find yourself scrolling through Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and you think, I'm just going to pop on there really quick, and then 20, 30 minutes later, you're still on there? Eliminate that. There are apps out there for your phone and for your computer where it will actually take off the feed on Facebook so you won't get distracted, so that you only go on there certain times of the day to see what's going on in the external world. Okay. A few other things, you know, around the house, we have to clean our house, we have to mow our lawn. This has been a game changer for me. Hiring a house cleaner, hiring somebody to maintain your lawn, that has saved me so much time and so much mental energy, because those are just 2 things I don't love to do. So when I hired somebody to do that, it's allowed me so much more time to focus on the things that make me money, to focus on the things that grow my business, to focus on my family, on my friends, on my staff, on making this podcast, on the things that really make me tick. So delegation is key in eliminating the small stuff. What I urge you today to do a brain dump. What things do you do on a daily basis that are really mundane that either you can eliminate fully from your schedule or you can delegate to somebody else? The moment you do that brain dump and you start getting those things off your schedule, you will find that you have so much more free time to focus on you and the things that you really want in life. Okay, number 2. Schedule what is important to you. Just like I talked about earlier, when your boss says, hey, we've got a meeting Friday at 10 a.m., you schedule that. And I guarantee you show up a little bit early because you never want to disappoint your boss. So why would you disappoint yourself? Why don't you make it a priority to schedule the things that are important to you? Anytime you schedule something, it is more likely to get done. So things like a workout, scheduling your workouts for the week, scheduling meal preparation, or at least knowing in advance what you're going to have for breakfast, what you're going to have for lunch, what you're going to have for dinner, what you're going to have for your snacks. If you don't prepare them, at least make sure that you're going to the grocery store and buying good quality things that are already prepared for you. Or do your research on places that you can go out to eat for lunch, for breakfast, and for dinner that have healthy choices that align with your health and fitness goals. Make sure you schedule your sleep. Too many of us are sleep deprived. We're not going to bed early enough. We're not getting good quality sleep. So do you need to shut your computer off earlier? Do you need to shut off the TV earlier and really schedule in a good 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep so that you feel rested and you have energy for the day? Schedule in your family time and be present for family time. So maybe make it every Sunday where you don't have your phone out, you don't have your computer out, you're not doing work, and that is pure family time. Make sure you're putting this on your schedule and you're making these things a priority. Okay, step number three is to say no. Too often we're people pleasers, and when somebody asks us to do something, we want to say yes because we want to help others out. But by saying no to things that you often end up resenting anyway, you say yes to giving yourself more time for the things that are important to you, more time for the things that we talked about in number two. So when you're that yes person, when you're people-pleasing, yeah, you have more friends. Yeah, your boss is happier with you because you're always saying yes. You're bending over backwards for everyone else. But what are the things that you're neglecting by saying yes? I guarantee a few of the things that you're neglecting are your workouts, are eating healthy meals, our family time, our sleep, are all the things that we talked about in number two. So what are some of the things that you can start saying no to? Maybe you volunteer and it's just not serving you anymore. Not to say that volunteering is not good. I'm all for volunteering, but if you're starting to feel like your schedule is very thin, what things can you get rid of? What things can you say no to? And I promise you, your friends, your family, your coworkers, they will understand if you just say no at this time. My schedule does not allow for that. If you say it with truth and with honesty and out of genuine respect for yourself, they will almost appreciate you more. And they will know to only ask you for things that they truly need your help with. Okay, last but not least is stay committed. So consistency is key to succeeding in anything that you want in life. For example, you know, health and fitness. For those of you that know my story, know that I didn't grow up healthy or active. I didn't know how to eat right. I didn't know what to do in the gym. And I started so many times. I would start a new diet or I would start a new exercise program, and a week or two into it, I wouldn't see the results that I ultimately wanted, and so I would give up. And then I would start to feel gross in my body again, so I would start over, and it was just this cyclical, vicious cycle that I could never break, and it was because I wasn't staying consistent to it. So where you're at right now, you didn't get there overnight. You know, if you're in a place where you're just not happy with your lifestyle, with your health, with your happiness, you didn't get there overnight. You've been consistent with your habits that have led you to where you are right now. So it's going to take time and consistency to get to where you want to be. You just really have to lay out the plan of what are the daily, weekly, moment by moment actions that you need to take and stay consistent with for you to start living that intentional life. All right, so before we go today, let's recap the four steps, and then I really want you to take some time to do that brain dump. See what things you can start saying no to, see what things you can eliminate or delegate, and really start living the life you love. Okay. So the four steps are eliminate the small stuff, schedule what is important, say no, and stay committed. Wow, that was a good one. And that's one I need to hear over and over. That is the exact reason that I created the Gorgeous Strength Summit. If you haven't heard about it, it's August 25th through 27th here in Wichita, Kansas. It's open for women only. We're going to have 150 women in a room where we have space to really be vulnerable and start exploring living an intentional life. Start exploring what are your dreams, what are your goals, and why are you not achieving them? Probably because you're letting fear, self-doubt hold you back. So I want you to be a part of that. I want to help you step into your truth, into what's really going to make you happy. In order to get more information, all you have to do is text the word gorgeous to 316-835-0666, and I will send you the details. You guys, if you love this episode, make sure you share it, and please take a moment to leave me a 5-star review. Until next time, make today something you will be proud of tomorrow.